9:27, 4CC. Morning to our member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. Mate, the last 24 hours been hectic, hasn't it?
It's been crazy, mate, but it's good. People are concerned and people are looking for information, so it's actually not a bad thing. And, you know, it has been busy, but, you know, that's my job. So yeah. It's all part of getting that information out and talking to the people and hearing their concerns.
Yeah.
And trying to calm people down a bit too. It's obviously people are very anxious and people go on tangents on Facebook as well. So we're just trying to, you know, answer a lot of the questions and get the right information out.
Yeah, sure. A lot of panic buying, mate. I was at the supermarket yesterday and people everywhere and just grabbing toilet paper left, right and centre. There's no need to do that.
No, it's not. No, Hamo, our shopping centres have got a lot of stock. This is a 3-day lockdown in Brisbane. You know, there's no real need to panic buy here in Gladstone at all. The stock will keep coming out. You know, I asked the shopping centres in Gladstone particularly, you know, we should be limiting those, you know, people, one lot of toilet paper and those type of essential things. It's only right for them to do that, and it's only right for the people that they should only take one if they need it, you know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know, to see the shelves just ripped apart and people walking out with 5 and 6 lots of toilet paper in the trolley is just ridiculous. So if you're one of those people, you know, please just stop it. You know, there's people, and I hear the heartfelt stories of people with families who can't get bloody toilet paper, so... just be mindful of other people if you're out doing it. Grab what you need and get out of there.
Yeah. Now, mate, just quickly, I've got some information about anyone who actually visited Spinnaker Park Cafe on Friday, Auckland House on Friday and Saturday, that they have to isolate for 14 days. Queensland Health have asked for that.
No. There's a bit of confusion around that. If you were there at the... Yes, well, you're right in one way. If you're there at the times that are on all the websites getting around and Facebook pages and all that, if you're there at the time that this gentleman was there and at that place, then you're classified as what's called a close contact.
Yes.
So you'll be required to isolate for 14 days and get tested. And anyone else who was at those facilities at any other time over the weekend or even within an hour or so, before or after, you're sort of what they call a secondary contact. So you only don't have to do any isolation at all.
Okay.
But if you're concerned or you start to develop any of those flu-like symptoms, you get to the new drive-up clinic and get tested as soon as possible.
All right, mate. Now the drive-through clinic, whereabouts is that?
So it's on the little sports precinct there, just over the railway line near the racetrack on Blaine Drive, where the kids play the soccer of a weekend. That'll be set up this morning for the drive-through clinic. A lot of concern on social media yesterday about people who have done the right thing and rung up and booked.
Yes.
For those people who have booked, there will be a couple of separate lines. One will be for booked people, and one will be for those people who are just driving up and hoping to get a test randomly. So if you've got a booking, you've made it, there'll be a line there set up just for people who have done that. So rather than going to the hospital at your allocated time, you just turn up in your car to the drive-through facility at Blaine Drive there.
All right. So they're the testing spots. Mate, any other news come to hand at all, or are we just waiting to see what comes out with Queensland Health and the Premier later this morning?
That's it, mate. We're fingers crossed here in Gladstone. From early indications for what I've heard is that, you know, the young guy had 30 really close contacts. Apparently, they've all been negative, which is good news early. But we'll just wait and hear today. Obviously, this is one of the most infective strains of the virus that we know, the UK virus. So we're very hopeful that, you know, that great work that everyone does and trying to stay out. And thankfully, a lot of the places that he went to were sort of outdoors, even, you know, down at Auckland House, which is, it is a bar and restaurant, but a lot of it is open and outdoor-y type dining and entertaining. So, you know, with that in mind, we're hopeful that no further community transmissions have happened and we can get on with the great weekend that we've got planned here in Gladstone and the Harvest Festival and the like.
Yep. All right, Butch, thanks for keeping us up to date, mate, and I know you'll be in touch with any further developments.
Yep. No, thanks, mate. And as I said, just keep an eye on my Facebook page, Glenn Butcher MP. I try and put up most of all the relevant stuff from Queensland Health and from the Premier's office. So if you're looking for, you know, things that are real and what's what's real rather than what people are talking about on Facebook, social media. Get on there and have a look, and we'll keep it updated most of the day. We're just trying to organise some extra masks to get into Gladstone for those people who haven't got them. I know that people were quite vocal yesterday. So keep an eye on the page. We'll let you know if we can get a hold of some masks here in Gladstone for those people that can't get them. Yep.
All right, Glenn, thanks, mate. I'll know you'll keep the finger on the pulse and keep us up to date as well so we can share the any news that comes through. Good on you, mate.
Good on you. Thanks, Amo. Cheers, buddy.
There's our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher, keeping us up to date on a Classic Hits 4CC.